Alan Sherman leading off this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being here along with us. The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Gemini Theater in Point Breeze and its upcoming production of Babes in Toyland, a family-friendly interactive performance upcoming today and tomorrow and through December 27th on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. More information is available at 412-243-5201. I'm going to introduce you to four folks in just a moment who are going to talk to us about a really cool program called Bots IQ. But right now, quickly, we're going to go out to Lawrenceville, where the first Lego robotics competition is taking place today. Jim, how are you?
I'm fine, but I have to say I'm rather confused, only in the sense that I have you on the radio, and online, and there's a song playing.
Yes, there's a little delay.
And, huh? But no, it wasn't Alan Sherman. It sounds like a female folk singer.
I'll check into that. I think all systems are go. But we may be a little bit delayed. That happens sometimes.
Well,
every now and then.
I guess.
Everything going okay out in the competition? You're getting a big crowd?
Oh, my Lord. It's crazy. There's a Brazilian people here, and they're already at the competition tables. It looks like it's going great guns. It's like the sea of humanity.
Well, I can hear the announcements taking place too.
They have announcers. Like I said, it's a big the competition, and they got three competition tables going right now.
I'm curious. We have here with us some folks from Stowe Rocks. Did any of you do Lego robots at all when you were younger? Andre, did you know it? They're with the Bots IQ program, and I made Legos. I remember the big deal for me was just having wheels and gears and things that move, not motors or anything of that nature. But it sounds like there's a big crowd there today. Have you seen a creation that particularly caught your fancy?
No, I mean they're all pretty much the same. They're all working from the same kit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As they would say, you know, it's apples to apples. And then where the difference comes in, especially, is in how they program the robots, and then also each team is required to put together to do some research and put together a presentation based on the theme of the competition. And so not only are they judged with how they built the robot, they're also judged on how the software is written. How the vehicle performs, the presentation, they're judged on teamwork. So there's a lot of different ways that a team can win.
Well, I hope things go well out at the National Robotics Center in Lawrenceville. And your call is perfectly timed because we're about to talk with Carly Deibler, who is a teacher at Stowe Rocks, and Andre Watkins, and the two Codys, Winberg and Winberg, am I right? And Redmond. We'll figure out who's who in a second. Thanks, Jim, for checking in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good luck.
Well, I was just looking at your site here, and I see that I'm apparently like 1 hour behind, because I heard on over online you were getting ready to play the Deck the Halls game. And I had my answers already.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I charged you just the same. Thanks.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. It is actually funny, in the digital age here, we have our feeds, because of the digital signal, sometimes get delayed by a minute or so, depending on how you're listening. Well, thank you for your patience, Debbie, and or Debbie, Carly, Dibbler.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. And to reward you, I'll address you by a name other than yours. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you taught?
This is my sixth year teaching. I teach technology education, what was known as Woodshop back in the day. This is my third year with Stow Rocks. I absolutely love what I do. I got into the Bots IQ program. Carmen had sent out a giant mass email to all of the schools in the area, and I jumped on the chance to get these kids involved in building robots and all of that technology.
Now, what got you interested in teaching? Just
from the time I was probably three, and this is what I've wanted to do. I've always wanted to teach.
Did you teach your stuffed animals?
I did. My mother was my student whenever I was growing up. I wouldn't let her be the teacher. I had to be the teacher.
Well, I can tell you're really enthusiastic about the program, and you brought three students here with you today, and we might as well get them into the picture right away. And I know you're one of the Codys, and I'm going to guess that you're Cody Redmond.
No, I'm Cody Winberg.
Oh, rats. I had a 50-50 chance, and I chose the wrong one. How old are you, Cody?
I'm 16 right now.
And what year are you in?
I'm my sophomore.
And can you tell me a little bit about what this program has meant to you and some of the things you've done in the Bots IQ program?
Well, it's pretty much the most interesting thing I'll probably ever get to do in high school. I mean, how many other people get to say they've built robots in high school?
Yeah, I can't imagine what that's like, and we'll talk about that in more detail in a second. Let's meet Andre Watkins. Hey, Andre.
How you doing?
What year are you in?
This will be my junior year. I'm 17 years old.
So we have a sophomore and a junior. Any reflections on the program in general before we get into more specifics?
It's just such a great program. Get to meet new people, friends. It's a really cool club. Get to build a cool robot.
Great. And the other Cody, Redmond, who's here. Cody, what year are you in?
I'm a senior, 17.
So we've got everybody here, and our freshmen couldn't make it today.
Yes, our freshmen couldn't make it today.
Sonny was going to join us, Sonny Smara, but was unable to. But it's neat that you've got all grade levels.
I do. I have all grade little
involved.
Levels.
And let me turn to you as we're talking, Cody. Can you describe what you actually did? Is it a single team that's participating?
You mean as myself or as all of us?
Well, as all of you, just the overall project.
Well, yeah. Well, right now, our robot that we're building now, it's like a single base. It has a turning, a ball, you know what I mean, in the front, and then it has four points on it, two triangles.
How big is it? I mean, would it fit here on the table in front of us?
Oh, yeah, it would fit.
Okay, and it's shorter than we are. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, it's not that big. It's about, you know, that.
We're doing a 15-pound robot.
Oh, okay.
So they're only tabletop size robots.
Okay, that helps us visualize
yeah.
it. So there's a square base.
Yeah, square base.
And then you were starting to mention a triangular.
Oh, part. Yeah, well, on the front of the bot, you have two triangles on, like, the top corners, and then you have two little, like, jagged pieces in the middle that are shorter. And then in the back, you have the same shape, and then the sides, it's just, you know, straight.
And how did that design get arrived at? Were there plans that you built it from, or did you have to think about what sizes and shapes things had to be? I've never built a robot, so I have no idea how you would even go about this. And any of you can jump in here.
It's basically just our weapon/defense system. They're little triangles that go on the front and back of it. In order to to ram our opponents and like jab them, and also like a defense mechanism. If they try to come after us, it's like a defense that will hit them.
I do have to say that all the kids worked together to design this on their own. We have no plans prior to coming into the year. The kids design this on their own. They have all of this comes from their brilliant minds. So that's what we work on. We work on their creativity. We don't work off of anybody else's plans.
Yeah, this is, and it's very different than the Lego competition that Jim just mentioned, because in this case, you're not starting with a kit or preconceived plans. The physicality of it, as well as the programming of it, is something you need to deal with. And I should mention, the Bots IQ program is a program where robots actually compete against one another. Against each other, almost like boxing.
It's very similar to the BattleBots programs that you had seen on TV. It's very similar to that, only on a smaller scale.
And and you guys made it through, I think, three rounds, which is pretty exciting.
Yes, most definitely. As a first-year team, making it through three rounds was a big deal for us.
Yeah, that's huge. So we kind of know what it looks like then. It's got these the triangles, I guess, are can sort of jab as well as protect.
Yes.
And are there other features? Does the robot have a name?
Yes, our name's Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
It's a Norse destruction of the powers, and powers meaning gods. Because we're the Storrocks Vikings, we stuck with the Norse connotations, so we wanted to destroy all of the powers that be.
I love it. Well, let me turn to Cody Winberg. What can you sort of, I'm sure while you're a team, still everybody kind of needs to specialize and do more of one particular area maybe, or at least a focus more. Can you explain some of what you did in this part of the project?
Well, I've pretty much been more into the wiring and all that than as opposed to the design part of it.
And do you use breadboards for the wiring, or what kind of circuitry do you put into things?
We have a radio control mechanism. We actually use like the airplane radio control mechanisms. We have a receiver inside the bot that we can actually drive tank style. So cool. It's like a radio-controlled vehicle.
I see. And you've got to figure out where to place those in the robot and how. What do you think might surprise people about that whole process that may be different than you'd imagine?
I'm not really sure. It's not as hard as it would sound, but yeah.
Where does the power come from?
We have like a battery cell inside the thing, and everything just wired to the battery cell.
And do things break down? And how do you get inside there to fix stuff?
Well, last year we had like a clear top that we just unscrewed. This year we're going with a modified version of that, where we have like one side's going to screw out, and then we're going to slide it right out for easier access.
Are in the midst of a competition, if your robot has some kind of failure, are you allowed to sort of do a pit stop? Because it sounds like your improved design was intended to make that happen quicker.
Yeah, it's if between bouts you get not sure how long, but you have like a time period in which you can work on it. And anything you can do anything, but the advisors aren't allowed to help at all.
That's the hardest part. We can't actually get into the bot and help the kids wrench. We have to keep our hands in our pockets and allow the kids to do all of the work themselves. But yes, between bots, that's when the kids can get into the bot and work on it to modify it, to make it work better if something should happen.
Cool. How many bouts are there in a match?
It's really going to depend on how many schools are there. This year, I believe there's around 50 schools, so it depends on that.
But when you make it to the third round, it's not as if there's 10 bouts in a round.
There's as many bouts as it would take you to get four winners out of
however many you need in the bracket.
Yes, it's a bracket style.
Cool. Andre, what kind of focus did you have on the project?
I more helped in the design. Like our designs from this year, from last year, have changed like dramatically. Last year we had we used the same setup, like the triangles, but this year we modified the triangles because the ones on the outside are longer in order to get under our opponent and like trying to flip them. And then our two triangles on the inside work more like a defense offense because they're jagged.
Mm-hmm.
So the first set of triangles on the inside like slide you up, and the second set would just hit you.
Interesting. It's really, I can pretty much picture this as you're describing it. Now, do you like to draw? Or I'm curious how design ended up becoming something you focused on.
Basically, we just come into the classroom. We just verbally discuss our ideas and make drawings in our notebooks that are provided to us.
But as part of the design, did you need to specify materials for the project maybe how things were going to get put together?
We did a lot of research online, like looking up parts, different styles. Like this year, we decided to use like a trackball, like a mouse ball.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two wheels in the front, and we have our trackball in the back, so we can pivot and slide really easily. So we had to go online and research the mouse ball.
Cool. What is the robot actually made out of? Primarily its body.
I believe aluminum.
Yes, it's airline-grade aluminum that our company that we work with has actually provided for us.
My gosh.
Yes.
That's really cool. And did you actually work the material in a shop, I guess? Or
we don't work the material in the shop. That's what makes Bots IQ a different type of program because we are partnered with each school is partnered with a technical advisor. And that technical advisor for us is JATCO, which is just here along the Ohio River.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it includes the manufacturing of the bot. So Nate, our engineer, comes to our school once a week and takes all of the ideas that the kids have and puts the pen to paper for them to make that design happen. And he provides us with the aluminum. He sends it out to get manufactured. He helps us with all of that. He makes sure all the screws are tapped, everything's correct for us, and brings it back to us for us to put everything inside the bot. That's why Bots IQ is different, because we are able to focus on the manufacturing of the bot, not just the robotics and the electrical work.
So here, what's really taking place is a workforce development program where you're getting a chance to understand how to work in teams, how to conceive and design something, how to develop specifications for it, and how to oversee the manufacturing, and also learn a little bit about how the manufacturing is done. So you really get the whole spectrum, and I suppose product testing.
Most definitely.
That's what the robot is all about in some R&D, because you end up having to iteratively make changes.
Most definitely.
What a cool thing. Let me turn to our other Cody. Are there that many Codys these days, Cody? It's just accidental.
Yeah.
just checking. This is Cody Redmond. What did you do?
Well, I actually got a nice little promotion this year. I went from camera guy last year. You know, I just filmed everything, went to all the practices. Now I'm going out for the driver. So I'm going to actually fight with the robot, you know.
It never occurred to me that that's, I guess only one person does that, right?
Right.
You can only have one driver. How much is victory dependent on the driver as opposed to the robot? Have you thought much about that?
Well, I mean, first off, you need a strong robot to go up against, you know, what everybody else does. So what the team does is really the biggest part. It's just the driver to, you know, carry it through, you know what I mean? Take it out.
Yeah, and I guess it would be like a NASCAR race. I mean, you must have a really good car and a good engine and a good ability to do pit stops and things, but the driver better know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, they
too.
Got
it. I'm curious about the technique as you're battling. Do you do things to try to psych out your opponent, or are you actually looking at your human opponent, or are you pretty much focused on the robot and your robotic opponent?
You're focused on the robot the whole time. Like, the person controlling the robot, you never really pay attention to. It's more like you look at the strengths of the robot and then the weaknesses, and then you just want to, you know, strive off of that, you know.
What a cool kind of thing to do. The program is called Bots IQ, and these guys are all from Stowe Rocks High School, and I live in Avalon, just right across the river, and I know where JCO is doing the metal fabrication for you. And Bots IQ is not just at Stowe Rocks.
No.
The program is at a lot of different places.
It's
right?
In about 45 different schools in the area. Some teams do have two different teams, but it's a huge, huge program in the southwestern Pennsylvania. But it's also a nationally based program. So this year, the national championship is actually in South Beach. And as soon as the kids heard that, they were all geared to go to South Beach this year. I'm just looking forward to the Cal-U competition. But the kids, there's so many kids that they have so many opportunities to meet different people that it's amazing.
So this is a whole new competitive year getting ready to
start. Completely new competitive year.
And all you guys have at least 1 year of experience, I think,
yep.
Right?
Yeah,
so
yes.
That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I meant to ask Cody Redmond, do you know what you're going to be doing after high school? Have you thought about that?
Well, I'm going to be going to Slippery Rock University for psychology.
Excellent. And have you two thought about careers at all, Andre or our other Cody? It's a little early yet.
Well, I've thought of a couple of careers. I thought about either being a coroner, which does the autopsies on deceased people, or maybe a policeman.
What got you interested in the coroner position?
Basically, the movies. Like, I recently watched Saw 4 last year, and I saw, like, a coroner performing an autopsy on somebody. It just really fascinated me, just getting in there and seeing, like, what happened, and just really motivated me to push towards a coroner career.
Yeah, it's puzzle solving, to be sure, doing that kind of work. How about you, Cody? Have you...
I'm actually considering a career in video game design.
Mm.
I took a 2-week class over the summer about programming games, and I really enjoyed it.
Was that at Carnegie Mellon?
No, it was at Point State Park.
Oh, great. Excellent. And there's huge careers in video game design, well, really in everything that you've talked about. I meant to ask you guys if you wanted to say hello to anybody who might be listening. Andre, is there anybody tuned in you might want to say hi to?
Just my friends, families, my mom, my friend Ed, Mike, Nick. Sonny, you couldn't be here today, unfortunately.
Mr. Ray, too. Can't forget Mr. Ray.
Mr. Ray, oh.
Don't forget him.
And how about you, Cody, anybody?
I guess my family and friends.
That's Cody Winberg and Cody Redmond. Anybody?
Not really. I don't think anybody's listening.
They're not up this early yet. No. Well, we'll have to work on them for that. Is there anything else any of you guys would like to say about your experience or about the program that you'd like to pass along? We just have about a minute or two.
For me, this has been like a wonderful experience. Like right now, I'm friends with people who I've never thought I would ever like even talk to. Just because, like, the grade difference-wise?
I was thinking about that. When I was in high school, I don't think I would have been as tight with people, you know, a grade or two below me or above me. And about the only time that does happen is maybe in band or in chorus. But you're all sort of so focused on something very similar. And here, I think the interests are more diverse, depending on what it is you want to do. Any other comments about all of this?
Well, yeah, I got to say for, you know, any younger kids listening, if, you know, whenever you get in high school, you know, definitely try out the BattleBots program. It's a good experience. You get to use your head. You know, it looks good on, your applications for colleges and everything. It's just a really great program to go into.
Sounds good. How about you?
I just have one word of advice for anyone interested in robotics. Check your voltages.
Would you like to share? It sounds to me like there's a specific story there.
It was really surprising how we made it to the third round because we had a dead battery. We had too many batteries in our robot, and it basically overpowered it and just...
It shorted everything out.
Oops.
So
exactly.
Well, it's a good thing to check. And that's it. You learned from experience, which is... You know, I'm sure any of the professionals you worked with tell you there's lots of mistakes that happen.
Most definitely.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Carly Dibler, the teacher from Stowe Rocks, anything else you'd like to mention?
I just want to let people know, any teachers who are interested in Bots IQ, remember that this program is really, really supported by industry. It helps get the kids out there to acquire the skills needed by the high-tech companies that are in our area, and it also helps to introduce them to the manufacturing companies that are in the area. So in case the kids aren't looking at the college-bound areas, they can look at the technical schools and get them interested and get them into there, because we live in Pittsburgh, and we're a high tech area. Get those kids interested, get them out there. Bots IQ will really support you like that.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people that would love nothing more. You know, we have people we show our equipment to each and every day. The age of you guys or even younger, and it's part of just sharing that knowledge. And I know when I got out of high school, I didn't have a very good understanding of the world of work at all or what anybody really did. I kind of knew what my dad did, but that's about it, and I don't think I really understood that too well. It's really cool to get closer to people that are making a living doing things you could be doing too. What's the best way to get in touch with the Bots IQ program?
If you Google Bots IQ, I believe it's going to be botsiqswpa.org. I believe that's what the website is. But if they're interested in contacting me, they can always get me at the Stowe Rocks website, and I can send all the information out to them.
And indeed, we actually, and I should have checked this, we have a link to the website right from slbradio.org, and it's botsiqpa.org, botsiqpa.org. bots.org will take you right to Bots IQ, Southwestern Pennsylvania, or just go to our website and it'll take you there. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
For being here. And congratulations. So one more question. How many kids are involved altogether?
I have 5 students total, and I have a nice small team that I can really, really get them going and get them motivated.
Well, congratulations. Good luck this year, and let us know how you do.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
It's 27 minutes now before 11 o'clock, but not for long, at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Sun's up, and we're glad you are. Live saxophone music coming up in just a second from Colin Ziegler. Cloudy, a 50% chance of snow, high in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, low around 20. Sunset 4:53. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high in the upper 30s. Currently, it is 29 degrees in Clarion, 28 in Washington, 28 in Indiana, 27 in Grove City and New Concord, Ohio, and 28 degrees in our studios in historic Allegheny Square. Thank you if you're among the 135 people that have contributed to SLB over the past few weeks as we have our annual fundraiser. Together, $13,828 has been raised. We're 2/3 of the way towards our goal. If you enjoy what you hear Saturday morning, we hope you'll take a moment and stop by donate.slbradio.org. There you can get all of the information you need about supporting the Saturday Light Brigade.